The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm joined now by my friend and colleague, Liz Maines Amenzade, The New Yorker's puzzles and games editor. Hey, Liz.
Hey, David.
A couple of weeks ago, you may well remember, we played a round of Name Drop, our new quiz, and I frankly had a humiliating loss to our colleague, Nomi Fry. Not that I'm going to hold a grudge, but I'm out of the hot seat now because two of our listeners are joining us to play Name Drop today, Steve Westhoff and Leonice Moses. So welcome and thanks for coming to you both.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing this. You guys are courageous.
David kind of helped us out with the Janet Jackson.
Yeah, very low bar.
You know, it's, I won't be so embarrassed.
Exactly.
I'm still having, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome from the last time we played this game, but we're going to go forward. Liz is going to read out a series of clues describing a notable personality in either history or in contemporary times. And when you know it, you're going to say, I got it. Don't say your answer. Say, I got it, and write it down on a piece of paper. Then put your pen down or your pencil, whatever you're writing with. Liz, you ready?
Okay. Should we do this?
Ready.
Yes.
Round one. This is for 6 points. As part of a 1998 April Fool's Day segment on NPR, I announced my plan to become an accordion player.
That's a terrible trick to play on anyone.
Okay. 5 points. I can be heard on the soundtracks of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and Master and Commander, The Far Side of the World.
Yep, keep going.
Since 2006, I've served as a United Nations Messenger of Peace, a title I currently share with Jane Goodall, Stevie Wonder, and 10 others.
You're killing me here, Liz. You're killing me.
I think I picked exceptionally
hard
quizzes.
I think you picked the unbelievably
hard
ones.
Just wanted to make it dramatic. 3 points. In 1999, after playing at Carnegie Hall, I accidentally left my $2.5 million instrument in the trunk of a cab. David is pantomiming a clue here.
I think I know who it is. I can give it a guess.
Leonice, are you committing? Not committing.
No.
Okay. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay, for two. At age 7, on the recommendation of Pablo Casals, a virtuoso of my instrument, I performed at a televised benefit attended by Presidents Kennedy and Eisenhower. Okay, and here's the last clue. I've recorded more than 100 albums, received 18 Grammy Awards, and recently toured the world performing Bach's 6 solo cello suites on 6 continents.
Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah.
I'll guess Yo-Yo Ma.
You got it.
You guessed right.
All right.
I feel like I should be a little older to play this.
Oh, a shot. A shot. That's a shot across the bow, Liz. Okay. Now, as somebody who failed miserably, not that I bring it up very often in conversation, only once every 5 minutes, who failed miserably at this game with my colleague last week, how are you guys feeling? Are you doing all right?
No. No, I feel like I need a rematch.
You need a rematch?
I don't lose.
I think this is luck as much as anything else right now, really.
All right, here we go. So the next one, go ahead, Liz.
Round two for 6 points. Though I'm not primarily known as an actor, my screen credits include a troubled teen on As the World Turns and an elevator operator in the Steven Soderbergh film King of the Hill. For five, my debut solo album, which opens with a ringing school bell, features interludes in which an educator, Roz Baraka, who later became the mayor of Newark, talks with students about the nature of love. All right, for 4 points. That 1998 album, much of which was recorded at Bob Marley's Tuff Gong Studio in Kingston, Jamaica, was the first hip-hop record to win the Grammy for Album of the Year.
I can tell that you're getting the itch. I can see Lainey's, she's closing in on it. I can see it.
Okay. I sampled the Wu-Tang Clan's Can It All Be So Simple in my song X Factor, which in turn was sampled in both Drake's Nice For What and Cardi B's Be Careful.
I got it.
Lainey's has it for three.
A giant smile is cutting across the face of Lainey's, thank God. And how about you, Steve? You're are you in yet?
I thought I had it with the 98 album, and no, I may not.
All right, keep going.
Okay, here's for two. I was a founding member of the Fugees, along with Wyclef Jean and Praz Michel, and I sang lead vocals on Killing Me Softly, our cover of a Roberta Flack hit.
Okay, I did have it.
Okay, Steve's got it for two. And here's for one. My only solo studio album to date, which is titled The Miseducation of Me, has sold sold more than 10 million copies and features the number one single, Doo-Wop That Thing.
Lainey's, do us the honors.
Lauryn Hill.
There it is.
You got Lauryn it.
Hill. Lauryn Hill. Steve, did you get Lauryn Hill?
Yes.
Okay. So looking at the scorecard, Liz, what have we got?
It's a close one, but Steve eked it out 5-3.
Congratulations, Steve. Now, Lainey's, you okay? You hanging in there?
It's fine. I wanted to come out on top far beyond Steve, like way higher.
Yeah. And Steve, how about you?
I feel great about it. I was worried about getting shut out. I did not come here to win necessarily.
I did.
Exactly. A different view to competition. Fair enough. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can play Name Drop at NewYorker.com. There's a new quiz every weekday. And if you want to play on the air with us, send an email to NewYorkerRadio@WNYC.org. Make your subject line Name Drop. Thank you, Lainey's Moses and Steve Westhoff. And thanks to Liz Maines Amenzadeh, our puzzles editor.